I'm very well, thank you. How can you not be on such a beautiful sunshiny day?
I'm glad I'm not the only one appreciating it. Hey, tell me all about Farm It Forward Tasmania.
I would love to. So Farm It Forward Tasmania started this time last year, or a little bit before this time last year, with the intention of teaching people how to grow their own edible garden, so that if the food supply chain got wobbly wheels or fell over, that people wouldn't have the panic that they had or that I witnessed through food relief when COVID first hit. And so they could take some of the control of their food security. So that's how it was. That was the intention, was to help people set up a garden and teach them about what to grow when in Tasmania. And yes, so we did a couple of workshops teaching them how to do that, and we set up a couple of gardens. And then I started getting a long list of gardens, and I didn't have enough volunteers. So I've started gathering volunteers, and then the workshops kind of exploded into being... the workshops were not always about gardening, but I found that people were making connections over food and through gardening and through learning new skills as well. So
on top of it being educational, it's also social.
Absolutely. So because there's a lot of people that were nervous about coming back out into the community as well. And, so that was lovely to see. And lovely also to see friendships being made at the workshops, hearing the hum of conversation and laughter. That gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling. But also learning skills about learning skills that will help them if the same with the gardens, if the food supply chain fell over, people could learn about how to preserve their food for later use. We plan to do more workshops around that as well.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of question marks hovering over everything at the moment, aren't there?
Yes, that's right. Yes, and it's actually it's giving everybody a nice, good. People are feeling positive. They're coming away from our workshops feeling positive, or away from working in the garden, which is a wonderful therapy in itself.
Yeah,
to get your hands into the dirt, and very satisfying to grow something that tastes absolutely delicious. And why would you want to go back to vegetables from the supermarket when you can actually grow things that taste like what they're supposed to taste like?
You know, we've got some of the best dirt in the world right here on the northwest coast. So
we have.
Let's use it.
Enough to eat.
Mm. Right. So you mentioned workshops. Have you got any coming up soon that people can get involved in?
Yes. So so we actually have our calendar on the Facebook page, Farm It Forward Tasmania Facebook page. If your listeners don't have social media or are not interested in doing social media, we also have the calendar at the Somerset Vinnies Community Hub, which used to be the Somerset Op Shop, but now it's a beautiful new refurbished space that's used as a community centre, and also the Live Well Tasmania Community Centre across from the Wynyard Council building. But the upcoming workshops we have three basket weaving workshops each week at Somerset and at Wynyard. But next week we're actually going to also add working with bull kelp to that. So bull kelp's just the most lovely thing to work with. It feels like soft leather and dries. Like once you make your bowl or your jewellery or whatever you're making, it dries hard like porcelain.
I've seen some artwork around the place as well, sculptures made out of kelp.
It's absolutely amazing stuff. We have a kokodama, which is Japanese for moss ball, where you form a layer of moss around the root ball of a plant and then wrap string around it. So we're having that workshop on Saturday at Somerset Vinnies. We're doing lots of workshops too for children to get them excited about gardening and growing their own food. So we've got one next Tuesday called I've Got Worms, and it's teaching kids how wonderful worms are for a start. I mean, they're just so beneficial in the garden, but how to start up their own worm farm and what to feed their worms and how to look after them.
Well, there's a bit to keep people on the northwest coast busy over the next few weeks. So you've got the Facebook page. Just look for Farm It Forward Tasmania. Give that a like, a share and a follow. Get all the details. Have you got a website yet, or you just haven't found you needed one?
No, no, I haven't found it. I needed one, and that's a bit beyond me. I'll have to wait till I find somebody with that superpower that can help me with that. But, yes, I'm finding Facebook's keeping things, you know, they're busy enough. But,
that's so good.
Yes, yeah, so, and just being mindful of the people that are not interested in social media.
Yeah.
They can also access those calendars at the Somerset Vinnies and Live Well Tasmania, or they can email and I can send them through... through a copy of the calendar by email.
Excellent. And all your details are on the Farm at Forward Tasmania Facebook page and at those locations you suggested. Michelle, thank you so much for joining me on the Home Run. What a great little insight into what you're up to.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your interest. Lovely talking to you.